This is New England Public Media. For decades, Massachusetts, along with other states, has provided funds to victims of violent crimes to pay for things like counseling, medical care, and lost wages. But advocates for victims of childhood sexual abuse have argued the state's deadline for filing a funding application hurts those victims. New England Public Media's Nancy Cohen reports some elected officials agree.
The funding to compensate victims of violent crimes comes from the state budget and from criminals, federal offenders who have paid penalties or fines. Massachusetts typically pays out more than $3 million a year to victims. And in most cases, each victim can be compensated up to $25,000. But to be eligible, victims must apply for the funding within 3 years, 3 years of the crime, or 3 years after a child victim turns 18, or within 3 years of filing a police report, or after a criminal complaint, or an indictment.
To think that 3 years is enough time is to ignore the enormity of the victim's trauma.
That's Jackie Humphreys, a South Deerfield therapist who works with clients who have been sexually abused as children. She says not only is the three-year window too short, but in her experience, most victims don't know the fund is there for them.
When they are able to recognize what they need and recognize that they can't afford what they need and that there's this fund, it's too late.
That's what happened to a client of Humphreys, who's in her 20s. As a young teen, she was raped. The perpetrator was found guilty and did time. Now he's out.
She continues to be very anxious whenever she's alone in her apartment. I mean, she won't go out for a walk. She said if she was able to have an emotional support animal, she would feel safe enough to go for a walk.
But she can't afford an emotional support dog and can't get victims' compensation. Humphreys says in the years after the rape, her client's life and her family were thrown into a state of chaos, and they never applied.
She, as a teen, testified. She did her part, you know, in getting this abuser incarcerated. And it was horrible for her, but she did it. And then she finds out that she is not eligible for money that is set aside for exactly people like her.
I don't believe that people who suffer trauma should have any time limits on them within which they have to exercise their rights.
That's Boston-based attorney Carmen Durso. He specializes in sexual abuse cases. He says the Victims Fund is vital for survivors, but when they first learn about the fund, they may be dealing with a terrible, traumatic experience.
There are many people who tell me they've been to police stations, they've been in district attorney's offices, and for one reason or another, they didn't know about the Victim Fund. Now, it may be that someone told them, but it may also be that their state of mind was such they just simply couldn't absorb it with everything else that was going on.
Durso says a person should not be held to a strict time period if they didn't know about it. Massachusetts is a state with one of the longer deadlines. Most require filing within 1 year, but a few states have no time limits. State Representative Kenneth Gordon filed a bill to amend Massachusetts law so that the three-year clock would start when child sexual abuse survivors first make a connection between the abuse and the harm they suffered.
They don't realize the reason that I'm having difficulty in relationships, difficulty in my marriage, difficulty in other things, is because of what happened to me when I was a teenager or even before that. They just don't connect the two.
Gordon's bill would allow a victim to apply beyond 3 years if they have a report from a mental health professional. The bill didn't move forward, but Gordon says he'll file it again. The bill could have helped a 50-year-old man who grew up in the Berkshires. He says at age 9, he was sexually abused by two men who worked in a Sheffield elementary school. It wasn't until nearly 40 years later that the man talked about the abuse for the first time and filed a police report.
And that was like the beginning of getting better.
We're not naming the man at his request. He says he didn't learn about the victim's compensation fund until the Berkshire DA's office called him in 2019, when the 3 years were almost up. He was told the fund could help pay for mental health therapy, but he didn't realize he had a deadline. Last July, he and his mother sent his application first to the DA's office, asking them to make sure it was filled out correctly, and then send it to the state attorney general's office.
Just to kind of have them double check to make sure that I dotted the I's and crossed the T's in the right way or whatever. And it just kind of got lost in the sauce is basically what happened.
The application was denied because it arrived at the AG's office 3 weeks too late. 3 years and 3 weeks after the man reported the crime to the police. Berkshire County District Attorney Andrea Harrington would not confirm or dispute that her office failed to send the letter in a timely manner, but she did say she supports changing the law for child sexual abuse victims.
It's really, really critical that we provide services to victims when they need it, whether they're asking for it within a 3-year time window or they're asking for it within a 30-year window of time.
State Attorney General Maura Healey says she's open to supporting a change in the law to lengthen the deadline, but says it's not an issue that's come up frequently for her office.
This is the first time, you know, I'm engaging on this subject, to be honest, Nancy. So I just would like to spend some more time studying it, looking at it, learning, talking to others. But just based on what I know, I do believe that we should be open to extending this and making whatever modifications are necessary so that victims and survivors are served.
The survivor from the Berkshire says having his application denied makes him question whether reporting his abuse even mattered.
Was it even worth standing up and saying something even happened? There's totally this lack of responsibility by the state to say, you know, we don't tolerate this.
No criminal charges have been filed against the school employees he accused. The man says he has to work to trust people and that he's trying to get his soul back. For New England Public Media, I'm Nancy Cohen.